Time to realize your dream. The world has one family. Loving each other, each for the other, together in harmony. I just want to start with a great gratitude to the Creator, to all of you, my dear family.
I wish there was a way where you could just feel what's happening inside. I feel totally, totally filled with joy to be amongst these friends.
There's no air here. The air is thick because what exists between us, what lies between us, is the Creator. And He's here.
Y así juntos siempre vivir, una familia, un solo corazón, vamos en conexión.
And today we had an opportunity, more than 1,000 people, they all asked together from the Creator, help me not think of myself.
We are the one. It doesn't matter where you come from. So I want to say, you always in my heart. It's you, brothers.
Thank you so much.
I want to take you back to maybe 8-9 years ago in Israel at one of the conferences. And what was happening, this was like one of the first congresses where the workshops were being developed. There were no workshops before then. And we're at the lesson, we're a circle of 10 or 11 friends. And at first, the workshop isn't going very well. Everyone's interrupting. There are side conversations. Friends are negating, arguing. Nothing is going well. And then, right around the middle point, we all looked at each other and we were thinking, no, we can't do this. We're at a Congress. We have to get this right. And the whole circle starts getting into this flow where each friend adds, we all follow the rules and we create, kind of we go round and round and round and we create this amazing, magical, truly magical space, field. And we all feel it. Like we all feel that something is absolutely amazing is happening. We've never seen before. We've never felt before. And that's how we finish the lesson. And it's amazing. And everyone is feeling great. And there is a song that ends the lesson. And then one of the friends in the circle says, guys, let's not disperse. I really want to talk to you. So as soon as the song is over, we all go outside the same circle. And this friend says the following. He says, guys, I need to ask something of you. There is this other friend, and I just can't get over my hatred towards him. I have this great hatred, and I can't get over it. I hate everything about him. I drive him to the lesson. He's always late. He's disrespecting the path. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's getting Kabbalah all wrong. And he starts listing all these crimes that this other friend is doing. We all hear him out. Like 3, 4, 5 minutes, he goes on. We all hear him out. No one says anything. We just kind of put our heads together and we think and we feel him. And we just try to wash him with love. And we stand there. No one is speaking for like 2 minutes. And suddenly we like feel a commotion. We look up and we see that friend, right, the criminal, somehow makes his way into the circle. Just out of nowhere, there are thousands of people around us. Thousands of friends. That specific friend makes his way into the circle and is now hugging us. No one's saying anything. We just all laugh, right? There's like this cathartic laugh and joy, and everyone is just feeling absolutely high almost, right? We're high on the creator because we somehow managed to annul, and this friend annulled, and he asked for help, and the circle came together, and we revealed just a tiny bit of the creator because we all annulled, and we gave, just we allowed this love to come and wash over him and cover all the crimes. And that's like, we all looked at each other and we knew that this is real. Like, this is absolutely real. This field is there. All we need to do is annul before it. And we're able to do anything and everything. This is what we can do now. This is the Congress that we're at now, where we can make this annulment and feel that field to a point where all the crimes will be covered and love will just spread, and we will reveal the glory, we will reveal the greatness of this path and of the force that's leading us. L'chaim, great friends. I'm so excited to be, we're so excited to be part of this great path with all of you. So much love.
Dünya Kulesi'nin her yerinden çok değerli dostlarımız.
Friends from all over the world, they made great video clips for us, and Uzi's about to start, and he's going to share with us something about the love of friends and how effective that is.
Dear friends, what will I talk to you about besides connection between us? I'm from Haifa too. My tan is indescribable. How great, powerful these friends are. How little I am as opposed to these friends in my tan. It's like a hammer that hits hot iron and molds it and shapes it. Same with us. When we exude warmth from the walls of my heart, the tan just shapes me in the right direction, the direction of Dvekut. Every time I'm doing soldering, at that point of soldering of two pieces of iron, I always relate it to my tan, that one point can hold 5 tons of gravity, but if there's 10 points that are hot in their in direction to connect, I know that this connection can't be separated by anything, because the nature of fire is that when you rub stones against each other, fire emerges, and that's a great rule. That then, by the rubbing of the hearts, even though they are of strong, of firm people, they exude warmth that brings sparks of love until a garment of love is formed, and they are both covered with one blanket, meaning that one love encompasses and surrounds both of them, because it is known that the Dvekut joins two things to one.
We're going to read an excerpt from Ma'o Vashemesh.
Al yashov le'atzmo klal she'u nehshav le'tzadik o le'ize davar ben ahavut ha'kadisha.
The most important is for each and every one to annul himself completely and not think of himself as righteous, or that he counts at all among the friends. He should only see that his actions do not blemish the society. Although it seems to him as though he is the greatest person, he should nonetheless look into his actions and think, what makes me great? And annul himself completely. It is known that in every ten there is the Shekhinah, divinity. And this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to the society. While they are the head, the body, and the higher organs. When each one thinks of himself in this way, they make the gates of abundance and every lushness in the world open up to them. And it is drawn the most through the person who is more regarded as nothing and as a heel.
Sevgili dostlar,
dear friends, world clay, hello. We're right in the middle of a great congress, and we're targeting Ibur. And no doubt, all our efforts from previous congresses have brought us here. Whenever we went to congresses in the past, we always had dramas. And I always wondered how they solved these problems, because we always had some issues. And our beloved friends worked for days to get our visas done, and we always went through some miracle when we went to the congresses physically in the past. And we all woke up in the middle of the night. You know, it was cold, dark, but when all the friends are up and Rav starts talking, we just got warm. And Rav really carried us to those levels, and our hearts became warmer and warmer. And like Rabbi said, we're like dancing in those lessons. And we went through all those phases, and now the Creator brought us to this special situation. And despite the thousands of kilometers between us, we don't have these problems. We have no problems to connect. We are here with thousands of friends. And let's do this all now together. Let's melt in the hearts of the friends. L'chaim.
Sadi sadne meresiha piarka matlab heita eki eki medika keye khuda. प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा
Together we grow, light awakens our soul. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal. We are ready to go. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sadi sadne meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sadne meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda.
birlik, bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik, birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu istirik. Birlik, birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik, birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik, birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay.
Thank you, friends. Next on the agenda, we're going to hear from a very, very special friend. He's 92 years old, probably the oldest Kabbalist in our society. And what's really special about this friend is that he's always in the morning lesson. And through him, the wisdom of Kabbalah came to West Africa, specifically Ghana. He's a medical doctor by profession, and he's a dentist, actually, and he retired a few years ago, and he used to live in the UK and eventually discovered Kabbalah here, but found out that the wisdom was so huge, he wanted to spread it. He went to Ghana, back home, took some books with him, and he distributed it. He found Godfred, gave him one, gave a few friends some of these books, and the rest is history. Now we have a Ghanaian Kli, we have the wisdom spreading in Africa. And the most amazing thing is, even though he's 92, he's always connected to the lessons. You might not see him because obviously he's technologically challenged a little bit, but he's always in the lessons. He joined the North American Kli and did his basic introductory courses and whatnot many years ago. So we want to hear from this very special friend, Dr. Dekono from Ghana.
Finding the purpose in life and why we are here, which led me to a search for answer to these questions. But in 1995, I asked a relative to download for me the meaning of Kabbalah. Luckily, I was connected with the American section of Billy. Connecting at midnight was not easy. But I persisted because the knowledge I was gaining was not a type of intellectual knowledge, but knowledge which was essential to me and which was answering the questions which had bothered me all my life. And then, having got part of this knowledge, I felt I should also send some of it to my friends in my homeland of Ghana, so that I'm now in Ghana and very happy with a close group of friends who were also trying to acquire the knowledge of Kabbalah. Where I live is a bit far from where they live, but when we meet, or even without meeting, the closeness brings great joy. And then our connection with Bibi, Israel, Anthony, and other friends, oh, it's wonderful. We feel it as if they were close to us, and it's unspeakable to describe the closeness and the unity of our hearts. I hope it will be possible for us to form groups of tens in Ghana and achieve the revelation of the Creator. The most important thing is the unity of our group and the annulment and the removing of all barriers, and with just one heart. It's a wonderful experience.
Shalom, chaverim yakarim. Eze itrakshut. Eze.
Hello, dear friends. What an excitement, what a great heart of the world, Kli. We're excited to be here in this special Congress. How much it already changed us just from yesterday to today, and we have another whole day together. and we'd like to continue and feel how we are one kli, how each 10 sails in the world kli, surrounded by love, and that from now on we'll make sure that no friend thinks of himself, that each friend is in a concern. What we went through yesterday really took us to a new point where we are now included with all the tens and we want to take it to the next level, to our new point of connection.
Chaim,
indeed, we are the Be'er Sheva 10. I feel that we want to be a part of the world, Kli, a part of you. We want to serve you. We are willing to be your heel. And we want all of us together, the whole Kli, to ask the Creator to relinquish ourselves. There is no me in the new world we're entering, in the Ibu. We want to say that we love you very much. We're thinking about you, supporting you. We are together with you. And after what this Congress did to us, we just want to be together and ask the Creator for the quality of bestowal, to enjoy bestowing upon Him. L'chaim.
Hi, friends. So I made this video from Africa. It's a visual and a sound depiction of the shattering and our journey back to one, back into Ibur. So this is with love from Africa.
Le Saint, béni soit-il.
Good morning, friends.
Dites au peuple d'Israël, j'ai besoin d'une nation choisie parmi toutes les autres nations. Je règnerai sur toi.
People of Israel, I need a chosen people.
Tu observeras le précepte. Aime ton prochain comme toi-même.
You will be for me a holy nation and a kingdom of priests. And carry out the rule of love thy friend as thyself.
Vraiment à ma voix. Et si vous gardez mon alliance, alors vous serez mon propre trésor.
Therefore, if you will keep my covenant, you will be,
et tu seras pour moi un royaume de prêtres et une nation sainte.
You will receive the whole land and be for me a holy nation.
Nous sommes le peuple élu de toutes les nations. Nous ferons tout ce que le Créateur a prévu pour nous. J'ai appris cette histoire.
So, 2 ans plus tôt, we are chosen to do what he asks us.
Surfant paresseusement sur le net,
I heard this story 2 years ago. I was just going online and I found,
et plus que tout,
I found
the
definition of Kabbalah and what is friendship in spirituality. More than everything, though, the key to eternity, the power of pure bestowal. And then I went into a circle of fighters, the 10, and I learned every day how to nullify before the friends and love them unconditionally.
Dans tout ce que nous appelons Gmar Tikkun, la correction finale.
And so we can complete this work only together until the final correction.
Perpétuons cette correction mutuelle et d'amour pour notre prochain.
Like the last generations, we have to continue the obligation to correct ourselves in love of others.
La dernière génération,
and that's this bonding, the arvut, mutual guarantee, that us, the last generation, have to find today.
Nous aimer les uns les autres à pleine mesure, comme nous nous aimons.
And we have to feel the responsibility towards each other, love each other fully, just like we love ourselves. Today we renew our covenant with the Creator, becoming a light for all the nations, so that the love and mercy of the Creator will flow to all the world. L'chaim Nabaruch, l'chaim friends.
Chaverim Ekarim,
dear friends, let us all connect our hearts through this prayer, which will be read in 5 different languages without translation. The prayer was compiled from a collection of selected verses from Psalms, the writings of Baal HaSulam, Rabash, and other Kabbalists, so we may unite in this coming lesson as one man with one heart. Now translation.
Venez et comprenez combien nous devons être reconnaissants à nos enseignants qui nous transmettent leur lumière sacrée et consacrent leurs âmes au bien des nôtres.
Impart the spirit of your holiness upon us so we may cleave unto you and crave you always more and more. Brace our ties of love to you as it is known to you, that all will be for bringing contentment unto you. This is our foremost aim, and should we not have the wit to aim our hearts to you, you will teach us, so we may be truly know the aim of your goodwill.
Bu nedenle davamız için acele etmeli. Kapıyı çala çala, yorulmadan, sonu gelmeyen bir şekilde çalışmalıyız. O cevap vermese bile zayıf düşmemeliyiz. İnanıyoruz ki o bizim dualarımızı duyar ve bizi bekler. Tanrı'nın eli kısa olmayacak olduğundan bereketi almak için kelim sahibi olduğumuzda bir defada her duamız için cevap alırız.
כי טוב השם לעולם חסדו ועד דור דור אמונתו.